With the help of the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, the city administration, and the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association agreed on May 14th to go to mediation. That's a little less than 2 months after contract negotiations for the union's 71 members came to an impasse over wages and leave time. Both union and city officials say they're looking forward to starting the talks up again with an impartial participant at the table. Scott Hahn is city manager.
Oh, I think it's a positive step because, we'll get somebody involved who help mediate the situation, just mellow things out a bit, and know what things are being proposed and how reasonable they might be, and try to work the other side into trying to meet in the city halfway on some things.
The union originally called for mediation in late March, and the city declined at the time. The union declared impasse and subsequently filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the state's labor relations agency. The complaint alleged the city had not provided relevant financial data required by law to back up proposed cuts to wages and leave. Hahn emphasized a projected drop in future city revenue to defend the city's bargaining position, and he maintained the union complaint was without merit. Much of this debate took place in local newspaper and public radio stories and editorials, as well as during several city council meetings in which city workers turned out in numbers to voice their concerns. Union President Joe Bertagnoli thinks a mediator will help keep both sides at the table.
Oh, I think immensely. I think it'll help a lot because it will not allow some of the things that was going on at the table to happen again. You know, a mediator knows the rules and will not allow the parties to engage in anything that doesn't pertain to the rules of open negotiating. Styles.
With the union and city agreement to go to mediation, the union also agreed to drop its unfair labor practices complaint. Bertagnoli says the union now has a lot of the information it originally requested, so that particular part of the issue has been addressed at this point. The union dropped the complaint without prejudice, which means the union is not prevented from raising the same issues in a future complaint. However, the point of a mediator is to facilitate communication and prevent these sorts of problems from happening. The mediator works for the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. John Arnold is spokesman for the agency in Washington, D.C.
There are lots of different techniques, and a mediator brings a lot of different skills to the table, expertise in issues. The mediator can often see possibilities where the parties may not. Often the mediator has important people skills to help people communicate better. We say that there are three important fundamentals to successful negotiation. It's communication, and our mediators will work to help the parties achieve that.
Arnold says a mediator is not the same as an arbitrator. For instance, a mediator's suggestions and advice are not legally binding.
A mediator makes recommendations or suggestions to the parties, helps to steer them in certain directions, but always it's with the agreement of the parties. In other words, the parties have to voluntarily agree to resolve their dispute together. We assist the parties. We don't impose resolution on the dispute or order them to take certain actions.
The city and union are working to schedule the mediator. The federal agency does not charge for the service. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.